Hello everyone from where you are watching or listening to us. My name is Bridges Mugala and kama kawaida I'm joined by
Anthony Baki,
Neville Amimo.
Yeah, so we've got some interesting news today. For Anthony Baki is interesting. For us, what were Manchester, it is very sad. So off to London. Some light in North London after Arsenal got their first win of the Premier League. The Gunners scored a second half goal thanks to Aubameyang. In the post-match interview, Mikel Arteta divulged that after the win against Norwich, it was the best 14 days of his career. So one question to Anthony Baki. Arsenal imeingia Winners Chapel saizi.
Au bado wanawatch game hapo kwa TV ama wanawatch ibada hapo kwa nini ile TV ya Winners Chapel wanapokea maombi wakiwa home.
Yeah, so the North London club still has a long way to go considering that the fact that they are number 16.
Exactly.
They have scored one goal and they have conceded 9 goals.
Na hiyo bao moja nyo alifunga ilikuwa offside by the way.
I'll beg to differ.
Hapana, I'll go offside, man.
I'll beg to differ.
So, aliponea.
Exactly. Najua kwa sema, either way, bao imepigwa kichwa, mguu ama nini, bao ni bao.
Bao ni bao.
Na iliwapatia 3 points. So, yeah. Acha wajibambe for now. Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So, first things first, at the post, yo gave me a Norwich, Bernard Leno. We all know Bernard Leno ni first choice goalkeeper for Arsenal, but Ali kwa bench. So Ramsdale comes in for Leno. What's your thought on that? Is it something to change mentally ama ni Leno ameboa say sana?
I think Ramsdale is equally good.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's about something to do with anything or rather mental fatigue when it comes to Arsenal first choice goalkeeper.
Uh-huh.
Ramsdale is good, Leno is good. So it's just about the coach picking a player whom he feels will be comfortable to start for the game for him.
Yeah, and also there are some rumors that Leno would be atatarajia kuuzwa come January. Will it be possible considering that the fact that Arsenal wanaumia saizi and they really need everyone to step up their game?
I don't think there's a need for them to sell Bernard Leno for now.
Uh-huh.
Because they still need him for more games to come. There are a lot of competitions that Arsenal will need to play, and they don't want to count on one quality goalkeeper if they can have two.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so still talking about positional play, and this one I will throw it to Neville. The fact that United are struggling in the midfield, and Arsenal, they need Thomas Partey to be fit. Do you think Thomas Partey is the final piece of the puzzle for Arsenal?
Arsenal walikuwa na mashida mob, number one. Alafu, since Thomas Partey may come through, I think ineza kwa kitu ingine poa sana, considering they need somebody, wanataka stability hapo hivyo kwayo midi yao.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, Thomas Partey ni msimenye, aneza solidify yo defense yao, cause pia umona games za Arsenal, kuna vile wanapandanga, alafu yo midi yao inaka exposed some way. So, Thomas Partey kurudi is a good thing, and I think aneza safisha vitu hapo hivyo kwayo mid, at the same time, akilink up na wase kama Emil Smith-Rowe, huo kijana manzi amekuwa outstanding sana na pia I think vitu zineza kwa fiti sana for Arsenal waki move forward. So yeah, I think Thomas Partey manzi wako fiti, yuko fiti mbaa, so and aneza leta stability poa sana kwa hiyo inetoje hiyo midfield pack ya Arsenal. Yeah.
And considering that the fact that Sazingina aneza kuwa tough to beat.
Mm.
Yeah, and the Arsenal's next opponents, Burnley.
Mm-hmm.
We all know Burnley wanachezanga a very rough game.
Itakuwa game ingine noma sana manze. Itakuwa game ingine noma.
Yeah, so what is your expectations of Arsenal going towards the weekend against Burnley?
Arsenal, number one, they have this is a must win for them. Vile walikuwa nasema ati wameanza ligi. So I think ini must win for them, considering that they've just started, you know, their winning spree, and we might just see something really special for them going forward, in the sense that they have a midfield that's actually strong. Pia wako na inetoaje forward, ma forwards wao manze by the way walikuwa na paka ball vipoa sana manze, walikuwa nacheza fiti. So na pia yo game ya Burnley, to see a rub off like ati ani wasenye wanaweza come through like itakuwa game rice or anything, itakuwa game nyingine ngumu considering Burnley inakuanga it's amongst the teams enye zuu waribianga hizi ma teams kubwa kubwa.
Yeah.
So Burnley wanenda hapo hivyo na mentality, they have to defend. Watacheza defense ingine hapo hivyo strong kabisa to the point wata frustrate Arsenal.
Yeah.
And make sure that they actually even get a point from that game. Hii itakuwa, you know, just an easy win for you guys. Mnafa mngangane, mkazane, mpaka mfike ile point enye mneza sema, hey, we played a very good game and we actually managed to win against Burnley. So it's gonna be a very tough match na naona kitu kingine kubwa sana iki happen. So yeah,
we have Jack Wilshere back at Arsenal training with the Arsenal team.
Mm-hmm.
Bado ana contract na Arsenal but he's training with the Arsenal team and maybe to
it nearly happen na Jack Wilshere by the way.
Jack Wilshere I think alipoteza tu form. Alipoteza tu form.
Wasi Arsenal mskiyo staff. Ati Wilshere alipoteza tu form manzi.
Wilshere alipoteza tu form. Sema tu kweli
man.
Yeah. Cause Wilshere was a very good player.
Mm.
Alikuwa na link up his plays very well with Ramsey and Walcott during that time. But saizi, considering the fact that ametembea, alienda Bournemouth, alicheza West Ham, alienda there's a team in Serie B. In Italy alichezea, now he's back in England.
Hey manzi.
So I think anatafuta tu form.
Yani bole yake ilishatuka Balotelli.
Kigafla tu.
Ah, oh.
Kigafla tu.
Wilshere manzi. Wilshere manzi.
But I think if he is given time to train, if he's given time to recover, if he's given time to rehabilitate, then I think he will be fine.
Lakini remember Wilshere ndo amegonga, I think he's 30, sindio?
Yeah.
I think he's 30 right now or something. So, say by the ana time yote like ya kuwaste or anything. Ashafika toilet ya career yake. Unimse mwenye mpaka amechezea Serie B manze. Ukiona career yako inenda hiyo trajectory, hiyo inamaanisha it's time manze. It's yeah. Time either you up your game ama ufuate nini inatoje mtindo ya Dani Alves na Demba ku retire just officially from the game. So yeah. Wilshere manze miss you, maybe ameleta experience kwa hiyo squad, maybe end your part of the coaching staff, but you know, let's just wait and see.
Yeah. And talking about Dembaba, that will take us to our moment of the day. Yeah, so let me live within the moment. Let me feel all that I can. Let me cherish life for all it's worth with everything I am, with a taste of syrup in my mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, Dembaba officially announced his retirement and this is how much he loved syrup, strawberry syrup.
I love syrup.
Syrup?
You know what is syrup?
Yes. Why?
Strawberry syrup. It's just like that.
How often do you have it?
Every day. I always, when I drink water, I put syrup in it.
Is that good for you?
I guess.
Eh manze hiyo ni story ni ile yenye tunajua ama ni nyingine?
No, ni tu strawberry syrup. Dembaba anaipenda sana strawberry syrup.
Syrup ya dawa.
Syrup ya ile wazungu wekanga kwa pancake.
Lakini sasa unajua Demba sio mzungu manze.
Demba si lakini aliishi na wazungu.
Ai manze hapa nashuku bada. Hapa nashuku bada. Hapa nashuku manze. Hapa nashuku kuna kitu kingine hapo hivyo manze. Utakuwaje unasema ati unapenda tu strawberry syrup manze? Hey,
strawberry syrup. Hata kwa maji akikunywa maji anaipiga na strawberry syrup.
Eh hey, manze sio bora ameretire. Lakini anyways.
Yeah.
Gerard ndo anamtambua sana. Wasi wa Liverpool, hey, big up.
So best of luck to Dembaba. As he retires, let him retire well. Off to Stratford. Manchester United won over the weekend that saw Cristiano Ronaldo score on his second home debut.
Manze, wapi makofi ya Ronaldo manze. My guys, nataka kusikia kitu bana. Wapi?
Manze.
Cristiano Ronaldo is back manze. Na nakanika ndo anacheza pekee sadly. Yeye na Bruno.
So the Portuguese forward scored 2 goals in a 4-1 win against Newcastle. However, it wasn't that easy as the Magpies equalized through Javier Manquillo in a clinical counter. United shadowed the Magpies as Bruno Fernandes and Jesse Lingard scored to ensure victory for the weekend. Aside from that, masaibu ikakuja. Na acha niseme hii kwa Kiswahili. Kiswahili unajua ina emphasize. Muungano wa Manchester iliweza pigwa na wavulana wadogo mabao mawili kwa moja.
Hapo ndo ule jamaa mapatanisho cheka. Wala you guys need anani Ghost Mule to patanisha you guys with points. You can't be beaten by young boys of all the teams, by the way. Manchester mkona shida.
Because from here, ni kuenda to juu. Like, there is no other small team than Young Boys. No offense to Young Boys, but there is no other small team than Young Boys.
Wacha ni kwambie kitu moja. United, tuko fiti manze. Squad iko fiti. Shida ni yo coaching staff. Honestly speaking, mina feel yo coaching staff, yo coaching mzima, Carrick, Ole Gunnar manze. Ase, awana credentials fiti za kushinda hata league ama kukua in contention ya kushinda kitu yote kubwa manze. So, honestly speaking, mina feel, uni msemenye anafaa kupata his game together ama pia, they should just look for a new coaching staff, you know, all together. Because ukiangalia tactics zenye alikuwa na deploy yo game ya Young Boys zilikuwa very questionable. The same thing na subs. Unaona? Yeah. So ukiangalia game ya Man U over the last 2 years, it's been back and forth when it comes to his tactics. Na hizi tactics manze zimekuwa ziki go through ama zimekuwa zikikuwa successful on the basis of individual performance basically. Yeah. Lakini ukitoa some individuals hapo hivyo kwa hiyo squad unapata saa like the whole team crumbles eventually. Because yeah, hakuna ile driving force ama hakuna ule msimenyaneza come up aseme hey my guys tuko nini tuko 2-1 down ama tunacheza sloppy so we need to actually up our game. Una get?
Yeah.
Klopp is doing the same with Liverpool. Pep Guardiola is doing the same with Man City. Lakini ukikam pande ya Ole Gunnar, uni msemenya anadai kuchill kwa bench, uni msemenya akisimama hapo hivyo kwa sidelines ama kwa touchlines manze, atapatiana you know aggressive atapatiana hiyo aggressive approach kwa nini kwa ma players ama you know command yake manze iko down sana. So mina feel kuna tactics zingine manze alikuwa na make kwa hiyo game ya Young Boys they were so questionable and I feel itakuwa very tricky sana hata kushinda kitu yote na umse. So siseme ati Man U tuko chini and everything, ma players wako, lakini itakuwa ngumu sana na hii coaching staff yenye tuko nayo.
Yeah, so maybe I'll throw this to Anthony Barkey. United, Aaron Wan-Bissaka was sent off in the first half in the 35th minute. It went on like kama Chelsea Reece James alipata red card in the first half of the Liverpool versus Chelsea game. But ukiona Paul Mason said that if City got a red card in the 35th minute, they would have terrorized Young Boys, but it was different in Manchester United. And even if Chelsea got a red card and they were able to get a point from Liverpool, so was it a tactical indifference or Ole Gunnar to ajuku coach Manchester United?
First of all, I'd like to say that it's all about character in the boys and character in the players. Because when it comes to such moment, that is when you need your boys to be in character. The players to rise up to the game and fill in the one manless position. In such a way that we are 10, but you're still playing like you're 11. Because you're a great team with big quality. So for me, I think Manchester players, just the goat himself, Ronaldo, said, they're not playing a mature kind of football. And for them to win big matches, all they have to do is play football with a little bit of maturity. And that is what lacked in the likes of Wan-Bissaka. Make faults when they are really necessary. You understand?
Yeah.
Don't just make a fault just for the sake of you making a fault. You don't need to foul someone when they are still 26 or 30 yards away from your post. You understand?
Yeah.
The best you can do as a right back is press and deny the opponent time with the ball. You see, that is what good defending is all about. Denying the opponent time with the ball. But again, the red card, it wasn't necessary. They would have defended best even without being aggressive to the opponent. But again, character and maturity in football.
Maturity, man.
Gets you to win such kind of matches.
You know, Kenya Cristiano alikuwa anasema, by the way.
And before we continue, big shout out to Max. Max anasema, Cristiano may affect team chemistry. I really think anafa kuwa at his point in his career anafa ku focus on mentorship and not playing.
Achana Max manze. Achana Max bana.
Hey,
Max unajua vizuri bana. Cristiano is the goat manze. So I make him up with you.
Umetupiga chenga.
Ku nini kupandisha motisha ya ma players manze na kuleta hiyo maturity yenye ama young players wana lack some of them sadly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think United still has a midfield problem at their defensive midfield. They should, I think if they would have gotten a good midfielder at number 6, it would have been good. So over to the weekend, United are playing West Ham. It will be a double gameplay. West Ham for the Premier League and then West Ham Carabao.
So me weekend.
Cristiano Ronaldo pairing up with Bruno Fernandes. Mr. Neville.
Huh?
Bruno Fernandes and Cristiano pairing up. Will it be something good in the future for United or
Kubatisha? It's the best. It's the best pair in the whole world. It's the best, manze. Ukiangaleo partnership ya Fernandes na Cristiano. Misio na partnership kama yo by the. Ase wana link. Mpaka kamata ujui ball. Ukiona vile yo ball in a flow between Fernandes and Cristiano. It's like magic, manze.
You have kwanze, to love it.
Kwanza ile bawe nyalifunga. Ile bawe nyalifunga against against nini, inaroje, young boys.
Yeah.
Iyo assist nye Fernandes alipatiana before sa vitu zianze kuanguka. That was a master assist, manze.
It was lovely.
That was lovely. That was romance, manze, on the pitch. Something like something we've never seen before. So, Fernandes na Cristiano, ini partnership nye inafai endele. Na ani wasionyo nafa kucheza the next, you know, the next games onwards. Tukijaribu kushinda nini, nitoje ligi ama nini champi.
Yeah.
So, ile mistake yenye Ole Gunnar alifanya by there ilikuwa kutoase. Anso ya wanafakuwa nacheza the whole team, the whole 90 minutes. Unaona?
Yeah.
You don't, auchaka wase alafu unatuletea Lingard na Matic. Unatuletea Matic in place of Fernandes alafu unasema ati anakam kukontrol game. Anakam kukontrol game gani manze? We should be beating young boys. 6 goals, 7 goals, 8 goals. Tunafakuwa tunawa destroy kabisa manze.
Yeah. So, that is Ronaldo. I think Ronaldo and Bruno Fernandes will try and give United the best in terms of leadership and also in terms of how they are playing. So Max, usituone sana, mate, usituone sana. On to London. We are going back to London and London is, I think London is blue.
As always, as usual, London is always blue.
Arsenal imesikia hiyo. Arsenal bana itabidi muende hata siji Burnley ama siji wapi bana. Ju London manze, I think imekuwa ngumu sana. Maisha huko hivyo bana ikaliki.
Yeah, so the
any monopoly huko.
The other side of London is still shining on their winning ways. Chelsea won at the Bridge against Aston Villa in a telling match. Lukaku inspired the Blues by scoring 2 goals and Mateo Kovacic added a goal after his remarkable performance at midfield. Mateo Kovacic, Anthony Barkley, aliperform vizuri sana.
Mm-hmm.
He even overshadowed how poor Saul was in the first half. Is it your first team anaipata ama will it be a rotational thing for Thomas Tuchel?
When it comes to Mateo?
Yeah.
Hey, Mateo is a first choice, bro.
Yeah.
He's a first choice. Especially tangwa peyo jezi 8, bro.
Anaipaka?
It's like the spirit of Lampard is living in Mateo, bro. The spirit of Lampard is living right within Mateo.
Yeah, hey, but Lampard himself wasn't able to stay at Stamford for so long, isn't he?
We don't care about that. Just care about the drop spirit of Lampard and Mateo. Mateo was brilliant.
Mateo was brilliant. I cannot hide that fact. So, on the other hand, debutant Saul Niguez had a difficult time in midfield, but was lucky enough his errors didn't lead to a goal for Villa. The Spaniard debut was cut short when he was subbed off in the second half, Kianza.
You know what? It was his first match in England,
yeah.
And it's just from La Liga. The pace in which the games in England are, or the intensity of games in England, are still way up.
Yeah.
And he's not yet adapted to that. So I think with time he's going to pick form, and he'll get more playing time.
Yeah.
And that's why I actually saw Thomas Tuchel was actually covering up for him. First game, Now we understand the intensity in England.
Yeah.
So touches up poor games in a cam.
Yeah.
And I'm sure about that.
Hopefully. So I really love Saul Niguez. I wish he was coming to Nilikuwa naomba kuje Manchester United, but there's no problem. So in spite of that, Chelsea won their opener in the Champions League against Zenit St. Petersburg. Thanks to Lukaku's only goal. The European champions are really tallying up on Lukaku. The thing I like about Lukaku is you're getting a player who afungi tu mabao, he's scoring important goals.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's scoring important goals like in the Zenit St. Petersburg game. Ingeenda draw, but Lukaku, pop.
I can make sure.
I can make sure it's a goal.
I think Lukaku ame come in manze and he's already made his presence known. Ame come kuwakilisha kabisa na I think he might just be in contention for the golden boot. Because uni msemenye, ukiangalia hata positioning yake, iko fiti mbaya. And I make sure that he's just, you know, up with you, anacheza na iyo defense, iyo team ingine, so that he can actually get an opportunity to tap in when it comes to hizo malok crosses zenye zina come through. At the same time, ukiangalia link up play yake na wase wa Chelsea, iko fiti sana.
Yeah.
So your chemistry ya Chelsea manze ina build up pole pole.
Yeah. And let's talk about one magnificent player. One player that I adore. One player that reminds me of someone back in 2017 apo. One player who saved relationships and Titanics. Eduardo Mendy. Mm-hmm. Eduardo Mendy pulled some good saves over the weekend against Aston Villa. A double save that made him the man of the match. Mendy. Kama si Mendy ni nani, Anthony Baki?
Kama si Mendy ni Yesu, bro.
Hizo save Mendy alipiga. Mina kuambia Mendy ange save hata relationship za wase in Eru. Ange save relationship ya Governor Alfred Mutua.
Mendy's just proving that he's worth of that position he's playing right now.
Yeah.
You understand? Because you just need a goalkeeper like Mendy when it comes to like when situations are not going right and you want to stop guys from coming to your goals every other time.
Yeah.
So when you play Mendy all the time, they know it's a hard nut to crack, and so they love to try harder to beat Mendy.
Yeah, and this was on a sad note. Rhys James was burgled while playing on Tuesday against Zenit St. Petersburg. The fullback released a CCTV footage on the culprits stealing on a safe from his home. Rhys James has appealed for help from the football community in identifying the individuals involved in stealing a safe from his home that contained his Champions League and Euro medals.
Walibeba hizo zote?
Zote.
Kuwa serious?
Zote. Champions League medal.
Walisafisha cabinet mzima.
Na Euro 2020 medal. Saizi Rhys James na...
Hey bro!
Rhys James na Daniel James na medals za Champions League.
Kuwa serious bro. Hakuchukua hata nini TV.
Only the medals.
Medals too.
Yeah.
Yani maheras tu hapa wa Manchester wafanyo.
Skia tu manze. Skia tu manze.
The team in London.
Akina nani saizi wako na njaa ya medals? Kusema tu ukweli. Tuanze tu na Spurs, Arsenal, akina nani wako na njaa manze? Mna break in mpaka mnatafuta tu ma medals tu. Hakuna kitu kingine. Medals tu. Yani hakuna hata sijui acha ni break in, ni besimu ama laptop ama sijui nini na break in natafuta medals.
On to Merseyside, Liverpool. Liverpool ilinkasirisha last weekend. So Liverpool won their game against Leeds on Sunday, by 3 goals. Goals by Salah, Fabinho and Mane sealed the win against a ferocious Leeds. So Salah alifunga bao that ilimpeleka to 100 goals for the EPL. So the Reds midfielder Harvey Elliott was stretched out after suffering a fracture dislocation of the left joint on his ankle. Leeds appealed for the red card on Pascal Struck, but they lost the appeal and the defender is set to miss 3 matches. So let's start on Harvey Elliott.
Hey, kijana has been outstanding.
Yeah.
He has been yani like unika Pedri wa nini inatoje Premier League manze. Amekuwa fiti sana hata vile alikuwa academy ya Liverpool, he was still, you know, managing to pull out ni crazy moves. at the same time he's a playmaker. So hii ni blow kubwa sana, hata nani Klopp akikuwa interviewed he was almost tearing up.
Yeah.
Ungeona vile like ilikuwa imemhurt manzi, ilikuwa imeumiza. I'm pretty sure no fan anaweza taka kuona kitu kama hiyo ikihappen.
No.
Manzi kwanza tu a young player, unaona. So but at the same time support him may come through manzi, wasee wame pour out well wishes. At the same time they, you know, they're trying as much as possible to support him kwa hii journey recovery.
Yeah.
So Harvey Elliott manzi, mafans wa Liverpool wafai kuni ni wafai ku eka vichwa zao chini, he'll soon be back.
Yeah. And Harvey Elliott showed class when he wanted Pascal Strutt to continue playing. He didn't want Pascal Strutt to be suspended.
Mm-hmm.
It was something of a mistake by mistake. But the ref watch was clear that it was just a red card and he'll have to serve those three suspended games that he'll miss.
Too bad, Manze.
Too bad.
So, for both players.
Yeah. So let's talk about Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane has lost his kismet, my friends.
Apana, Manze.
Yes.
No, he hasn't. How
Sadio
now?
Sadio Mane, in a game that he was supposed to score like 5 goals, he scored 1 goal. And maybe Anthony Baki atueleze, because Timo Werner had the same issue at Chelsea.
No. You can't compare Timo and Sadio Mane.
No, even if you watch,
relax, bro.
If you watch Liverpool versus Burnley, hata highlights peke yake itakukasirisha kuona Sadio Mane. Highlights peke yake, because even the easiest of the options, Sadio Mane alibaki na tap in peke yake. The post ilikuwa tu wazi, goalkeeper alikuwa ameenda amelala huko and aka manage kupiga over the bar just like 2 meters away from the goal line. 2 meters akapiga over the bar.
Unajua hizi ni mistakes ndogo ndogo zu happening, unaona.
Yeah.
It's normal, manze, zu happening. So lakini haufai kunene, haufai ku rule out Sadio.
Yeah.
Ati sasa even though season yake itakuwa all through.
Hapana.
No. Your shine yake ina come very soon.
Yeah.
Ukumbuke Liverpool, they play as a unit, as a team.
Because if you see Sadio Mane performs well when he's playing at Anfield.
Anfield, exactly.
Yeah. When he's playing away, he doesn't give all his best. I don't know why. I don't know if it's I don't know, but when he's playing at Anfield he'll play well. And if you look at the games Liverpool wamecheza Anfield this season, Sadio Mane pia kidogo kidogo it's a little bit shaky.
So anacheza sana sana na pressure ya Liverpool fans, eh?
Yeah.
Basi and, wabebe stadium zote, basi waende. Considering kwanza utakuwa anacheza na AC Milan huko, hivyo ni San Siro ama ni wapi?
San Siro,
eh.
Kwani watapigwa huko, sioni kutoka na point.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
And what
it's going to be really hard.
What Klopp did in AC Milan's game over the week, alitoa akuchezesha Sadio Mane, akuanzisha Sadio Mane, he played with Origi. And Origi akapeana assist to Salah.
So you think Origi is better than
Sadio? I'm not saying Origi is better than Sadio Mane, but Mane really, he really needs to be scoring goals. Yeah, he really, if Liverpool wanataka kushinda ma games, he really needs to be scoring goals. Because if Salah apate injury, let's just say Salah apate injury, alafu we all know Jota anakuanga in and out. And now Firmino is injured. Alafu ibaki Mane peke yake na anapiga tu mamis. Tutakuwa tunaongelea Arsenal na Liverpool vile wanachezea tu nje ya Winners Chapel. Unacheki? Yeah, so I think Mane really needs to be scoring goals. Hat-trick kila game. Because Salah alikuwa na mfeed vizuri sana. That is the same issue that Timo Werner had last season.
No. Sio last season pekee. It's been all through. Hey, it's been all through. Hata inatuaje easy competitions zingine.
Yeah.
International competitions. Did you see that miss? You remember the miss?
Yeah. Hey. I remember the miss.
So Timo Werner is normal. That's now Timo Werner.
Yeah. But Timo Werner, you know, Timo Werner last season he was coming from a very different gameplay. Coming to England, akapata coach Mzungu, ndo akapewa sasa coach Mjerumani mwenye anamuelewa. So I think I still have hope in Timo Werner that he can do something.
Yeah,
atakuwa poa with time.
Yeah.
Especially now vile atokitra kumpea ye na Big Rom.
Yeah.
Ranza nyana piga, at least inapatia Romelu time ya ku receive ball, kutulia. Kusababu the more he makes the runs, pia na pull ma defender na ye.
Yeah.
So anapatia Rom yo time tuya kushuka chini kidogo, kuchukua ball, kukaka mabao.
Yeah.
I think yo tasaidia team yo tuka to the next matches and years na come. kwa more clinical na ma, na nini chances zetu,
yeah.
Especially behind the line, the defensive line,
cause he's more of a playmaker, Timo, lakini finishing yake hapo ndo sasa inahitaji a lot of improvement,
yeah.
Vile tu umesema baki manze runs zake ziko fiti mbaya, uni mseme yeye anaweza break na achi defenders nyuma na he's still gonna get some time ama some nini inatoje atapata ile chance ya ku open up so that you can actually give him the ball,
yeah.
So Timo yuko fiti manze, going forward is really good, lakini saa finishing yake manze I think wanafaa kachini na Lukaku ajue ni nini Lukaku yukula, ni nini ni wapi Lukaku ama ni aje Lukaku yudoze manze,
nizoezi
gani Lukaku yufanya manze, eh, wa nini waonge Kilingala Kikongo manze batoto bakongo.
So let's talk about Thiago. Thiago had a very impressive game against Leeds. He was there at the top. When you look at his passing, his accuracy, it was at the top. And this is a player who tulimcriticize sana vibaya when he was coming to the Premier League.
Season ikianza
last season.
No, mafanzo wanafaa kujua, the Premier League is not like easy league zingine.
Yeah.
It's the toughest league in the world. Na wasenye wana coming hapa hivi, hata Cristiano mwenyewe alirudi, alisema, hiyo game yake ya kwanza, he was really nervous.
Yeah.
So the Premier League is really tough. Inahitaji wase wapatiwe yo time kidogo, yo room,
yeah, time ya kugrow,
ya kugrow, yeah. Exactly, na kuadapt kwa hii league. Kuzi hii league manze iko fast pace, iko rough, iko so physical, una get, like mafans wana demand.
Yeah.
Mkishindwa games mbili, the fans wako kwa next zenyu manze.
Yeah.
Mkinini, neto waje, mkishinda games kaa tatu, tano manze, hey, ndo yo hype, you know, kujia.
Yeah.
So wase wanafaa kupatia ama players wenye come in some time, some room ya kudevelop nini skills zao na trade zao. Because Thiago manze, Thiago was a beast. He was a beast at Bayern Munich.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And he really showed what he's made of in that Leeds game.
Exactly.
He was impressive.
Mm.
And when he was playing with Harvey Elliott, ungeona hiyo partnership enye alikuwa anacheza na Kimmich, but a little less nini aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go on to the Etihad, the team with many goals. So, Manchester City played Leicester in a thrilling match that ended in a 1-0 victory to the Blues in Manchester. City controlled the game, but the discipline in the Leicester defense was enough for them not to be embarrassed by the English champions.
Mm-hmm.
City, they walikuwa hold the ball vizuri the whole game, 62% yeah. possession of the game.
Yeah.
And then Leicester just sat back na wakangoja City warushe kenye wanarusha.
That was something so unusual for me, because yeah. considering your squad ya Leicester, these guys are top form. They, yeah. they have world class talents up with you on players akina Tielemans, unaona?
Quality
players, manze. So me, I expected Leicester to actually give Man City a run for their money,
yeah.
But what turned out was, you know, a bit of like slacking down and sitting to actually wait to break on the, you know, on the counter, which
yeah.
was so unusual for Leicester. Leicester, remember, wako Europa saizi. They have to be looking towards, you know, winning Europa, if not anything else. So wanafako wameka standards zao juu kabisa.
Yeah.
In the sense that our kai nini deep kwa nini na matim sky inatoje City.
Yeah, they really have to show what they are made of in such games.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're equal competitors, I would say that, because quality Copalico eco fitting.
Eco yeah. fitting by
midfield yeah, eco packed well, defensive game up eco poor.
Yeah.
And then forward pure eco fitting. So mkitaka kukat him goje ma counter all the time, City have to pay your time.
Yeah. yeah.
They'll always be moving the ball around, denying you possession, so that you guys can break at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I think when you're playing teams like
and City had a very good week as they drowned RB Leipzig with goals. To be precise, six goals. But what I loved about RB Leipzig is that despite the fact that they were scored six goals, they akuka nyuma angoje. They gave Man City something to think about, and this guy who was at Tottenham, Nkunku Christopher, scored a hat-trick against Man City, and I think they did well. Yeah, and RB Leipzig is not a team to rule out, because ukiangalia last season, United ilipiga RB Leipzig 5-1 at Old Trafford, and then return fixture, United was beaten and eliminated in the Champions League by RB Leipzig. So I don't think it's something to rule out RB Leipzig in match day one.
I think watafanya poa.
Yeah.
Watajisukuma. Bado wakona kikosi mzuri.
Yeah.
Enye inaweza compete for at least the next positions in the Champions League. Because for idea yuko poa, ndio yuko na watu wazee. Waja recruit poa hii. Aisa hii ndio transfer ilikuwa.
Yeah.
So wamehold tu wale maplayer walikuwa nao last time.
Yeah.
So I think ndio improve. Watahitaji tu kwa more tight. Wasikubali mabao mobs ingia kwao.
Yeah.
Na wacheze tu game yao.
Yeah, and I think that is the only problem they have at defense.
Because si bado wako na Paulsen.
Yeah,
bado wako na Paulsen. Ni po champoa pale mbele.
Yeah. I think the only problem they have is defending.
Kijana mtize Di Paulsen.
Yeah, they're very good at attacking.
Mm.
Very good. Despite the fact that they had a red card, they're just good. And I think they can manage if wapate PSG vibaya. Kama vile PSG walikuwa vibaya wiki. They can deal with PSG and then watafute qualification. So City will be playing Southampton at the Etihad on Saturday. And Southampton's coach Hasselnut said, City, playing with City, that is a Premier League game. When you're playing with City, that is a Premier League team and that is a Premier League game. So it will be a very interesting game. Jack Grealish has grown fond of the City team. And it will be very interesting seeing Jack Grealish and De Bruyne playing together. So is it going to be a massacre for other teams or ni kubatisha tu?
Kubatisha tu.
Yeah, I say like Grealish anaanza kupiga game yake pole.
Yeah.
But wacha tuone, acha tumpe pia time.
Yeah.
Tusim hype sana pia anze kufanya ufala hapa hivi. Unajua bado ni prem bado. So wacha tupe time. Acha tumpe time tuone game tough zikikaa matachezaje.
Yeah.
Hizi timu ndogo manzia na anawatembelea bana.
Yeah. And Neville, De Bruyne and Foden are back in the City game, in the City team. What does it mean for the other players?
De Bruyne na Foden manze ani wasi wengine wakali sana.
Yeah.
Kwanza De Bruyne, I think De Bruyne alikuwa relax kiasi, but season ikiendelea kupanda we will start seeing isnetoje hizo talents zake na hizo skills na hizo masterclass nini inetoje passes De Bruyne.
Yeah.
The same thing na Foden. Foden I think he's a really good player mwenye ana link up wase hapo hivyo mbele sana sana hapo hivyo, you know, onwards to the center forward position hapo hivyo. So I think hiyo partnership yake na De Bruyne inaweza kuwa fiti sana, so they are going to prove very dangerous for the other players ama for the other opponents. So the thing is like aniwase wenye, if you try as much as possible to frustrate them, I think unaweza weaken hiyo squad mzima ama hiyo team mzima ya Man City. So my teams by the azifaa zinafaa kuacha hiyo ufala ya kunini ya kusit back na kungoja kunini kuchapa Man City on the counter.
Yeah.
Cause say manze De Bruyne hapo hivyo na Foden wakishikilia mpira ni hivyo.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is actually close those gaps na kuwaekea maximum pressure.
Yeah.
Cause we've seen na magames za Belgium ama magames zingine za Man City, De Bruyne sometimes you like your pressure you ingianga kwa kichwa yake, so inakuanga very hard for him to actually deal with such kind of pressure.
Yeah.
So for teams to actually, you know, make sure that they tame Man City, wanafaa kuwa very positive in their games wakiface nini Man City.
That's it. That's the wrap up of the weekend's game last week and what you're going to have next week. So this is the time where we do our predictions. Waku, ino ni wakati wa moto. Last week niko sure nilimiss tu moja peke yake ya Manchester ya Champions League. Hiyo ndo najua nilimiss peke yake. Hizi zingine nilikuwa correct. Kwanza ya Arsenal nilikuwa correct. Si kwa scores but kwa win. So Arsenal versus Burnley. Anthony Baki.
Mimi navochia Burnley bro.
Burnley.
Hata mimi manze Burnley all the way.
Burnley. So
Burnley 3, Arsenal 2.
Burnley 3, Arsenal 2. So I don't know, but I have a feeling that Arsenal is going to win 2-1.
Aye bro.
2-1. 2-1. Aye. Arsenal versus Championship side FC Wimbledon in the Carabao.
Asunajua saa hapo ndo Arsenal wanapendanga kushiningi manze. Unajua? Eh manze. That's when nilikuwa nasema Arsenal wanafaa kwenda to championship manze. It's going to really work for them if they get relegated. Number 1 watakuwa na shine na wase, watakutana na ma teams manze, watakuwa na bambika, hype ya club ita grow. Unacheki? Like wanafaa tu kuenda to championship. They just have to get relegated manze.
So Arsenal fans, kuna watu tu wataki muingie Winners Chapel but it's okay.
Huko utakuwa Winners Chapel mbaya.
Liverpool versus Crystal Palace, Mr. Anthony Baki.
Liverpool Palace.
Yeah.
Aye, Liverpool will take it home.
Liverpool utaua watu bana.
Yeah, I think Liverpool will win.
Lakini kuna kijana wa Crystal Palace anaitwaje?
Eduardo.
That boy is really impressive manze, like yeah, let's give him
good,
time.
But, yeah.
Bro, you know what's happening? They're good.
Yeah,
but I'm sure Liverpool will come with will play an intense game against them.
Yeah,
they won't allow them to move the ball around like Tottenham did.
Mm. Yeah, and they know
Tottenham sat back and they waited for these guys to come. They came full guns.
Yeah,
loaded.
Full guns blazing.
And now Liverpool knows how Crystal Palace work under pressure, and when they don't have the pressure with them, and they learnt it from Tottenham's game.
But again, I'm thinking this guy, the guy with a lot of footwork, Zaha will try to do his thing inside the box.
Yeah.
Atatafuta tu pena, atatafuta tu zile fouls kwa point 18.
Atatafuta kitu. If they try as much as possible to hold the ball and make sure that it doesn't go to akina Zaha ama akina nani, akina Edward up with you manze, I think what a break Crystal Palace kabisa. And Crystal Palace watenda default mode sasa, kurudi ba, nini, ku defend.
Yeah.
Mm. But so, ukiangalia defensive ya Liverpool, in case Alexander Arnold atakuwa na pande hivyo sana, your wing
Exactly. By the way, hiyo ndo kitu yenye wanangoja saizi. Yeah. Wanangoja sana sana ku exploit hiyo wing ya nani? Alexander.
Yeah, Alexander Trent.
Because they know obviously atapanda. Na kisha panda ni hivyo manze.
Yeah. So quickly, Liverpool versus Norwich in the Carabao.
Norwich inaenda tu mtaba.
As usual bana.
So Liverpool win, Crystal Palace, and Liverpool win Norwich. Manchester United versus West Ham. Anthony Baki, hii ni like West Ham in the EPL and West Ham in the Carabao.
Hey, hapo naweza weka draw.
Yeah. Zote mbili, Carabao and EPL.
Sasa niko na kikosi,
Bro, aki bro, hii game, hii game inanishtua.
Relax wewe mtu wa Man, unajua lazima ushtuke. Alafu Western midfield yao imejipanga.
Yeah.
Unaona?
So check and Declan Rice.
Rice atapanga watu, utakula mchele nyingi.
Bro,
wacha
niseme tu ukweli manze. Hii game inanishtua. Hii game manze nimeingia njevi mbaya. Hii game manze nasikia nikaa yani ini game yenye hata sita kuona. Wah, ini game ingine kubwa sana. Lakini, United 3, West Ham 1.
That is the EPL.
Yeah, hiyo ni EPL.
Carabao.
Carabao, United 4, West Ham 0. Yeah.
So I think United will win the EPL, but Carabao, I think West Ham ni kaita tupiga. I have a feeling. We have to lose
West Ham aita tupiga. Bro, bro, weni fan wa Manu manze?
No, because...
Weni United fan?
If United can be beaten by Young Boys, what is West Ham?
Young Boys was a mistake that Ole Gunnar made.
Yeah.
So, tuki approach e game.
And how many mistakes has Ole Gunnar done?
Exactly. That's the point, Sasa. So umse by the ana time kabisa.
Yeah.
So e game, this is a must win for United.
Yeah.
Remember that. Ini must win. So apa hivi, I don't see anything less than a win. Than a draw, basically.
Choose the Simbali Neville. Choose the Simbali. Let's move on. Man City versus Southampton in the EPL.
Yoni game kubwa sana.
City nenda kupiga
Southampton. Neville.
Southampton 2, City 0.
I will go with a draw. A draw for 1-1. Southampton 1, City 1.
Mino na vitu interesting zikifanyika, but wacha tu tuendelee tu soma.
Man City versus Wycombe in the Carabao.
Wycombe ni ile timu ya Kinfenwa, si ndio? Ule msembiki ule.
Yeah.
Bado yuko, is he still there?
I
think he's still there.
Wycombe Wanderers.
Wycombe Wanderers City. Versus City.
Hiyo ni City 10, Wycombe Wanderers 1.
Yeah, bado yuko. Adebayo akimfinywa.
Eish.
Anthony Baki.
Hata wafinya tu.
Anthony Baki.
Akimfinywa.
Will City win or will akimfinywa finywa City?
Yeah, akimfinywa bana.
Well, they'll be finywed, you know.
Akimfinywa bana.
Eh,
mazi.
And then, you know, City at this point, yeah. Si wakona squad ya maplayers ya kwa jacheza.
Exactly, wakona priorities.
Apo tutaimia exposure.
Mm. Yeah. Aya, let's go to the game of the weekend. Chelsea versus Tottenham. Acha nianze na Neville kwanza. Ndio nikuje kwa Anthony Baki.
Hiyo itakuwa game nyingine fiti sana hapo, yeah. Hivyo tutaona the likes of Harry Kane akishine na the likes of Romelu Lukaku Bolingoli. Lakini hapo hivyo manze tunaona game ikikuwa moto mbaya.
Yeah.
So Chelsea are going to go 2 goals alafu inatwaje Spurs kama kawaida manze, they are still struggling out, endelea ku struggle. So hapo hivyo sioni hata wakifunga bao yoyote.
So Chelsea win, and yeah. Then Chelsea versus Aston Villa in the Carabao.
Chelsea na Villa, Carabao, Villa bado wanaogopa Chelsea, so Chelsea will still go for the win. 3-0.
Anthony Baki, Tottenham versus Chelsea.
Tottenham say kwanza ameluza Lucas Moura to an injury yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Bagwine pia ako inje. So hapo katikati kidogo watakuwa na tashwishi.
Uh-huh.
Because unajua Lucas Moura ni a fast food player.
Yeah.
Quick attacks. Ana combine hapo na kina Son, kina Kane hapo mbele. But right now, I don't know who's going to play hapo, maybe Dele Alli. But itakuwa ngumu kwao.
Yeah.
Especially wakitry kusit against Chelsea. Chelsea watakuja. Wataipangi huko kwao.
Yeah.
So the best they can do is try attack. I always say that for every other game. Don't sit. Attack. So that you're both attacking. Tukicheza tunajua, lazima tu defend. Situ tunakati. Tungoje moment. But no, Chelsea kipiga wase.
And then Chelsea versus Aston Villa in the Carabao Cup.
We're still expecting a win, bro.
A win.
We have a squad that bado hata kuna roja cheza. Kina Loftus-Cheek bado wako chini. Bro, you don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, so I think it's a win-win for Chelsea. Provided that hii game ya Tottenham Lukaku atacheza. Provided that atacheza. It's a win-win. And pia Aston Villa. Provided Lukaku will have a chance to play.
But don't forget it's a London derby. Inaanza kwa ngumu
bali. Yeah, it's a London derby. It will be a very hard game.
But wacha niulize kitu moja. Is Lukaku, is he fit? Is he 100%? Because kuna ile celebration enye ali make.
Yeah.
Akadunda very awkwardly. So, yuko fit bado?
Yeah, I think Lukaku is fit to play in the Tottenham game.
And Jessica.
So I think we have come to the end of the show. It has been lovely being with you. Some technical issues, but we'll resolve them by next week. Kuna kitu ya kusema mkikafunga?
Partnership ya Fernandez na Cristiano. Manze, I think awase wawili bana, hata unafaa kuwa Orezo na Deputy President manze. Awase bana. Hey, big up manze, big up. So we are going onwards inetuaje e game week na kuchafua mbaya kabisa the United way kama kawaida.
Anthony Baki.
Gota nazidi kuwa tu mzee. Aperols zingine, advertise Calvary, NCK. Hizo maboxer, bro.
Avaye ngoda, bana.
Azidi kumarket boxers, bro.
So, we have come to the end of the show. It has been lovely being with you here with Neville and Anthony Baki. My name is Bridges Mugala, and I'm happy you'll be happy. Thank you very much.